relationships, parenting, faith. Discover books that will help you grow. The Wednesday bookmark is brought to you by BooksForChrist.com.
Joining us this week for the Wednesday bookmark is Ottawa-based author Robin Gilman. Robin is a veteran homeschooling mom of over 30 years. She and her husband, Alan, have 10 children and 3 grandchildren. We're going to talk this morning about Robin's brand new book. It's called Stress-Free Homeschooling, Getting It All Done and Enjoying It. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Robin.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Let's begin in the mid-1980s when you first encountered the idea of homeschooling yourself and decided to try it out. Tell us that story.
Well, my husband first heard about homeschooling actually on a Christian radio station in Vancouver, and he brought home the idea to me, and I was a little bit surprised, and I'd never heard about it, and I wasn't really interested at first, but as he talked about it, and as a couple of my friends also were thinking of homeschooling, I became interested. I read one book on the subject and was convinced that I could homeschool. This particular book was about, each chapter was a different case study of a different homeschooling family, and the chapter headings were their either occupation or level of education. So a lawyer and a doctor, or a PhD and a bachelor, or a single mom, or a plumber and a housewife. And each story was different. But what I got out of the whole book was that if you love your child and can read, then you can homeschool. So I just read that book convinced that this was something we wanted to do and that I could do it.
You sort of imply in the book that you were maybe a little naive heading into it, but you made it work.
Yes. Well, like I say, I just thought that if I could read and love my child, I could homeschool. And so I was kind of surprised when people would ask me, oh, you're homeschooling? Do you have a teaching degree? And I just thought, oh, no, I can read and I love my child.
There you go. You've rightly picked up on the fact, too, that we all have very similar concerns about homeschooling, and you go through some of those in the book. Walk us through a few of those, what you call common stresses.
Okay, well, I think the first one is just, can I actually do this? It's daunting. I think we are led to believe that only professionals who are actually trained can do this, which is a normal enough thought, but it turns out that as parents, we actually teach our children all the time. We teach them please and thank you and share with your brother, and we potty train them, and we teach them to look both ways before they cross the street. It's ongoing. We're always teaching our children. And so I just moved into this, and parents can just move into this really simply in their young years, just with a few minutes every day of formal academics, which grows as they get older. And there's so many resources out there, just a plethora of resources fitted to every style of learning and every style of teaching. So really it's just a matter of, one, having confidence, and two, getting connected to resources and also to other homeschoolers to glean from where they've gone before. So I just kind of try to show that I'm just an actual ordinary person with strengths and weaknesses, and if I can homeschool, so can anyone. There is another very common fear, which is, what about socialization? And I give a link in my book to an article that shows that children are best socialized at home, especially in the early years. But the whole peer dependency thing is addressed, and just good role models of older people. School is the only age segregated thing your children will meet in life. So when they go out in the workforce, that's not age segregated. And so it's not actually true to life. Anyway, I address that fear or stress, as long as how I get it all done. I give some very practical helps in terms of just how to run your day and run your house and teach your children.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit more about that here in a second, too, about the academic and the non-academic and how you kind of blend those together. But in Chapter 4, you talk about having realistic expectations, which sort of raises the question, what do realistic expectations look like when it comes to homeschooling?
As people, but especially as moms, as women, we tend to compare ourselves a lot to other moms. And we also tend to think that everyone else has this very high altogetherness that actually doesn't exist. And so I think it's really important to know what is realistic when you have a house full of little children, that your house will not look like Better Homes and Gardens. I mean, it might. There might be some superwoman out there that can manage it, but I haven't met one personally yet. And so just to know sort of how clean is clean enough, and how much academics is enough. And I know I recently was talking and encouraging a young mom who was talking about not having time to do certain subjects with her younger children, geography and history and science. And I assured her that actually you don't need to do that with the younger children. you know, they're learning to read and write, and that's good, and they're learning some other things. But just to know sort of what is appropriate, what is realistic for any situation and any age group as far as academics go.
That's a great point. Offer us some thoughts on developing a healthy balance between the academic and the non-academic, the housework, family time, and so on.
Well, I think that it's really good if we can get a grasp that the non-academic is learning too, just as important as the academic. So whether it's all the family joining in and doing chores, which is so important for a child's self-esteem, just to be part of that team and to know that they can help, that's a huge thing for their growth and to build on in their future. So there's just learning that takes place, as I say, whether it's chores or whether in other things, hospitality, I talk about that, how much children learn from that and just from daily life. So years ago, I've seen in some curriculum for young children, things about the people in our neighborhood and going to the store. And these are things that as you're homeschooling, you don't need to read in a book. Your children will learn them at your side in real life. And so the formal learning is a part of it, but the life learning, what I call it, adds so much more. And it is amazing how much children learn.
Give us your best tips, Robin, on scheduling. How important is it, or is it not, to keep a tight schedule?
Okay, well, I think a lot of this depends on the person, the mom, I assume, or sometimes the dad, but the homeschooling parent. A lot of it depends on their personality. So there's some. I have a dear friend, homeschooling mom, and she's just a very disciplined, organized person and very scheduled, and that works for her. And I am definitely more flexible, and I want to finish what we're doing when we're doing it and not say, okay, now it's time for something else and sort of cut ourselves off and go to the next subject.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different ways to schedule, and one can schedule with a time-oriented way, and it works for those people that it works for, that it's good for. And then there's the rest of us who maybe want to schedule more in an event or a subject, if we're talking about school way. So in other words, we'll do Bible with our children first, and when we're done that, so not at 9:15, but when we're done that, then we'll go to this next subject, and when we're done that, then we'll have a break and do thus and so. So there's these different ways to schedule, as I say, either from one event or subject or time, if that's your inclination.
Okay, our time is gone, Robin, but let's close with a direct shot in the arm, whatever's on your heart this morning, for those listeners who are embarking on or who are continuing or thinking about a homeschooling journey.
Well, I will say that it's the most worthwhile thing that I could have done with my life. It has built relationship with between our children and us as parents. They've thanked me for it. As I see them walk with God and serve God and contribute meaningfully to society, those are my rewards, and I can't think of any greater reward.
Well, again, we've been talking with Ottawa-based author Robin Gilman this morning. The book is called Stress-Free Homeschooling. Imagine that, getting it all done and enjoying it. So appreciate your time this morning. Wonderful thoughts. Thank you, Robin.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To hear this interview again or to discover more great books, visit chri.ca. The Wednesday Bookmark, brought to you by booksforchrist.com. Proudly Canadian, booksforchrist.com.